Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 14th of March. Well, we're in a very fluid situation, aren't we? Things escalated very quickly yesterday as football games disappeared off the coupons and golf tournaments cancelled up to the the Masters has been postponed as well, the London Marathon. But the Twitter experts are keeping us going, so don't worry. I read this morning about just follow Twitter, keep an eye on Twitter, and somebody put why, and they put where else you're going to look. Or what about government websites and WHO websites? There is not the first thing when you go to the browser has to be Twitter, does it? Talking to somebody this morning, like the banning of, Piers Morgan apparently has chipped in. I don't follow him, so I don't know. But there's an example of a man who just stirs stuff up for his own self-promotion and wants to be the centre of everything. What does he know about this at all? Nothing. Simple things like the reason that football and things are cancelled isn't just to stop the spread. It's because they require emergency services. You need police at football matches. You need ambulances at football matches. When you're handling thousands of people, you also need them on standby. Kids going to school doesn't require police and ambulances. We don't need to shut the schools yet. That's what the advice is. They don't require emergency services outside schools to see people in and out. You do at big sporting events and concerts and festivals and things. So once again, it's just a load of fake news, and I will be avoiding it like the plague. We will see what happens. But this will be the most sought after podcast today because we've got some football trades. There is Turkey and Russia playing. I won a few quid on the Akhmet Grozny yesterday in Russia, which was nice. Today we've got five or six games there, and I've got a couple of bits, so I'll come to those in a minute. Might have a couple of horses. I've done the Cheltenham results, ended £12 up my bets. Woohoo! Again, lost in translation. Didn't quite get up the hill, did it? But ran well. It is a tough meeting. I don't expect to dominate it. It's just one of those things. But I think the trend's lost about 15 points if you backed every single thing as well. And the place about five, but obviously I think some of the place, if you'd gone elsewhere other than Betfair, you may have got paid. But it's one of those things, isn't it? Just a tough old meeting, particularly when a lot of short prices are winning the handicaps, which was the case, and that kind of beats me up because I do go for the prices. But yes, wait and see what happens with that now. Racing apparently continuing behind closed doors for the minute, but or planning to. I think once somebody in racing contracts it, that may well end. But as always, it is just stay safe, be good. And more importantly, no, not more importantly, because I'm not, I mean, we do, I am one of these people who douse things down with humour. This is very serious. I'm not playing it down at all. I just can't stand people who know nothing about it telling me about it. But a serious issue. I think you're very unfair to my singing. I think you all dug me out. What's the matter with you? Some fine little dulcets coming out. I might do it more often. Certainly going to be a Friday sing-along now. It's a feature. Different song, themed every week. Maybe one or two. But I ain't flipping people saying their ears are bleeding. Betty blog I turned off after the halfway through the first one. What's going on? Get listening to it. It's flipping magic. Right, I've got a couple of horses. I've got one horse, sorry. Vocalizer 425 at Kempton. Vocalizer win and place. Vocalizer in the 425 at Kempton. And I've got a couple of football trades which you weren't expecting. See, the most sought after information today. But I close my file, so you just have to bear with me a second while I find them. A minute. Right in there. And I'm going to use this time. Obviously, we're going to be quiet over the next couple of weeks while they decide to cancel the league. sorry, Liverpool fans. Liverpool thought they'd won it. I could sing a song, but I won't. I could sing a little song. The old Liverpool fans would be all upset, wouldn't they? They'd be all upset, the old Liverpool boys, wouldn't they? Liverpool thought they'd win it. Only once had they been beat. 30 years in the waiting. The cop was on its feet. Then along came a virus. And games they had to stop. The whole league, it was cancelled. And now they're crying in the cop. Alle, alle, alle. Sorry, Liverpool fans. Couldn't resist it. Couldn't resist it. I've had loads of them sent to me. I get loads sent every day. I did like the one about the RB Leipzig goalkeeper. He's contracted coronavirus. Spurs players don't have to isolate because they didn't get anywhere near him. I did like that one. Right, let's get down to some proper stuff, shall I? Football. Right, what file it's in? Got so many files. We are in. We got this one there. Right, 14th of March. Right, we have got a 2 o'clock kickoff. Alanyaspor Gazisahir. If it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, a first half goal. So 0-0 on 20 minutes, then drip backing or drip laying, a first half goal at Alanyaspor Gazisahir. So that is that one. And then I got Chrissy to develop me a new sheet, and I'm going to give you a little one off that. And you're going to be shocked when I give it to you. You're all going to be shocked and stunned, I say. Shocked and stunned. See, I'm a man who likes to dominate every market. So it is in Zenit St. Petersburg, Ural at 1:30 in Ireland. Zenit St. Petersburg, Ural in Ireland, in Russia. Flipping dearing me. In Russia. Both teams to score, yes. So BTTS, yes, you can back it straight. You can drip back it over the first 10, 15 minutes and trade on a goal. But BTTS, yes, in Zenit versus Ural at 1:30. As I say, this is a new sheet, so at your own peril if you follow that. These are things I'm just going to, obviously we've got a lack of football now, but I'm documenting really ready for next season. Chris and I have done a phenomenal amount of work, and I'm gutted that we've got this on a selfish point of view, because he's just literally got these to me this week. These are going to be amazing for us going forward, and I mean all the trading groups things. This is going to be portals, whatever. This is going to be the absolute nuts for stuff to put to bet now. It's absolutely brilliant what he's done. Fair play, and I can't wait to get going with it. But there is one today that it's given out, which is Zenit versus Ural, both teams to score, yes. I don't know the odds, but I haven't even looked yet. But let's just have a little look while we're here. But I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Look, I can't stop now. See? 2.84. Beautiful. Beautiful. There you are. Zenit Ural 2.84 at your own peril. I'm not saying it'll win. I'm saying it's a beautiful price. Right. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely Saturday. A lot of you won't know what to do today. You might have to talk to people, mightn't you? I like that Lee Stanleyland. I might have to talk to my family now. It'll pass. You know, people getting old there. It'll pass. Most important thing is to keep yourself safe, particularly for elderly people. You know, somebody said to me last night, I'll just go out and get it. It's not you getting it. It's if you pass it to somebody and then it gets to an elderly or vulnerable person. So wash your hands, keep yourself safe. In the grand scheme of things, football and that isn't massively important. It will all pass. We'll start a new season in August with the same teams in the same positions, no champions. It'll all be great. Stop fretting yourselves. Don't panic. I mean, the panic shopping is mental. My boy showed me a picture this morning of a supermarket down the road, and I just, they're queuing up out the door. What is going on? Anyway, have a lovely, lovely Saturday, and I will be back with you. The podcast will not stop. Nothing's going to stop the podcast. No coronavirus, nothing. As I say, 5 football matches, couple of trades for you, horse in the 425 at Kempton. Life goes on. Speak to you all tomorrow.